bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
My topic today, is it a waste of money to send your child to a Christian school? Some time back, a listener wrote asking me to deal with a comment that she'd heard several times. The comment went like this: I wasted my money on Christian schools to have one son get married, one daughter get kicked out, and all three get in with the wrong crowd. They were better off in public schools. Obviously, I disagree with the statement. I've taught in Christian schools for over 20 years. I've been an assistant principal or principal in three different Christian schools, and I've supported Christian schools many times over this program, and so I'd like to take some time this week to deal with this comment that is negative about Christian education. In the first place, no parent should expect a Christian school to do the job of building the character and standards of the child. That's the parent's responsibility. If you look at the commandments of the Word of God, you'll find that over and over again, God placed the responsibility for training children on the parents. The best-known verse is that of Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." But consider also Deuteronomy 4, verses 9 and 10. "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons, and thy sons' sons, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children." Or consider David's example in 1 Chronicles 28:9. "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." Clearly, the Scriptures expect parents to take the responsibility for training their children. To this end, you have to use what resources are available to you. If a good church is available, you'll use that to help you train your children. If a good youth group sponsors Christian activities locally, you'll use that in the rearing of your family. And if a good Christian school is available to you locally, you should likewise use that to help you bring up your children. But none of these, the church, the youth group activities, or the school, takes your place as a parent, your responsibility to teach your children the right standards for life and to develop a wholesome Christian character within them. The church, the youth group, and the Christian school assist you in this training program by reinforcing your standards and by exposing your children to additional areas of life that will help them spiritually. I'm not saying that the Christian school is always perfect. I've worked too closely with them over too long a time to make that foolish judgment. But I am confident when I say that failure in the life of a child normally reflects the failure of the parents to train their children properly. The school can only do so much with the raw material you give it. That's why you need to begin working with your child when he's young, before he's had the opportunity to develop the character flaws that may lead him away from a disciplined Christian life later on. It's your responsibility, one that you need to be actively working on right now.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.